Council President Darius Pridgen is probably the member most familiar with development issues because of the projects his True Bethel Baptist Church has done on the east side, and even he was taking lots of notes, as several speakers objected to the code and the way it's being pushed through. After the meeting, Pridgen says he needs to know a lot more. The council's studying a draft generic environmental impact statement prepared by consultants and the city's Office of Strategic Planning. Even environmental has to be defined. That's from Planning Director Nadine Marrero.
Some of the topics that are covered include population. Is the population going to grow or shrink based on this action? Aesthetics. Are we going to make a more beautiful or an uglier city? Impacts on contamination. Are we more likely to remediate contaminated soils? Are we going to leave it in place and hope it doesn't get worse? Are we going to make it better or worse?
Environmental lawyer Arthur Giacalone says the EIS needs serious work, both in reaction to public comments on the proposal from spring meetings to uninformative sections of the plan. Council members are planning a lot more meetings and are looking for more explanations of what they are being asked to approve and put into effect. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.